this that puts the water into the flour, or then water into dirt, any type of kneading, yechai flash. The yoife baking, satrashi yoife lohoyiv mishkin. Really baking, tvarlechas mishkin, there's no purpose to bake. The loitzora chela bepas, it's only needed for bread. Upas lo shachiv mlechas mishkin. Pas was not for the building of the mishkin, for the kabonis, for the menachas they brought pas. But that's not called the Lama Test Melachas together by the Mishkan. The Lama Test Melachas means what they did for building the Mishkan itself. You didn't have to bake bread for building the Mishkan. But all of them are gemol with the samamonim. They used to make the dye, grow the dye, in order to dye the threads to make the kalim for the Mishkan. Shel tseva, tchelis, to make from blue. For yagom and purple, with tzala shoni. For gemara porich, the shovik tanim of ashol, devi the samamonim. Really, the Tana sort of said cooking. Because cooking, they used to cook up this dye, they used to grow the leaves, and they used to cook up the leaves, and that would dye the water. So in the Melechas for Mishkan, you had Mavashal, not Oifa. But Mishkan Oifa is the same thing. So Gemara explained, why does the Mishnah Chapa on Oifa baking and not Mavushal, which is really by the Tzorech HaMishkan. But not get Oifa. And instead, the Mishnah uses Oifa. The Gemara will explain why. But the Mishnah would say, this is do with the pas. Things we do for making pas. The shiurim shall elu kugrebus. The shiurim was magayit to an oichlik we had before, the shiur of a grebus. You have to either grind, or you have to be borer, the shiur of a grebus. Chutz mi chayrish, a chutz from charisha plowing, the vechoshu lekama perakabonim. For charisha, even a kolshu yichayim. Charisha doesn't have a shiur. As any little charisha you do, it's a chosh of a maitha, yichayim for that. Vaitha, so the Mishnah says, vo'oifa baking, hagoizis. Hagoizis as a tzemer. You shear off the wool off the sheep. That's a malacha. Trash argoiz is tzemer. V'chol sham malachas shaychi b'tzemer shom lechas amishkan. Hey, the rest of the malachas are all shaych in the wool when they used to make the wool to make the ureas for the mishkan. They had to get the wool. Hamalavnoi, you would whiten it. Trash you mechav se benor. You would take the wool and wash it benor in the river. That's an av malacha of malavnoi, washing something, whitening it. V'hamanatzoi, that's called combing it out. Then you go and dye the wool. Surveya is a malacha by itself. V'hatova, you spin the wool to make it into a thread. V'hamesech. What's the mesech? Rashi Urdin. V'hamesech. On the side it says, Pirish muta chuti ashesi. You have got to bring the picture book, but the way you used to weave then is a special weaver, a whole machine, how they get to put the threads through the machine to start weaving. So there's a shesi and an orv. Shesi means it goes long, and orv goes across. So the way you used to stretch out the strings on the shesi, that's called v'amesech. You're stretching out the threads on the weaving machine to get ready for weaving. That's an av malach of v'amesech. V'u'adin v'oisa shtei botanirin. There's a type of process how to get the threads through the weaving machine, having pictures in between the rods, they are botanirin. That's like a hole that the thread goes through. So you put the thread through these two holes. That's called oiseh shtei botanirin. That's an av malacha by itself. For oiseh shtei botanirin, Rashi say, Rashi botanirin shenoisen shnei chutim v'techa bais nir. You put two threads through the hole. Over geizes of malavda the kul inek before a shuma kama for a perkoirin. Later on, we'll explain how much shear you need for shearing or for dyeing it. But here it says oiseh shtei botanirin. You have to put enough thread through two holes. For your oireik, if somebody then weaves. Shnei chutin. You have to weave the length of two chutin. We'll see in the Gemara how long each chut has to be. But you have to weave the length of two strings. V'yahapotzei eshtei chutin. After it was woven, now you want to open it up. You want to cut the weaving. To say opening up, two chutin yichayiv. Shrasha, potzei means menatik. You like tear it open. Pomim shiyesh b'shnei chutin yoysimidai. Sometimes for two chutin you have too much. O menatik mihem. You rip it open. Umaklishan, and you make it weak, litzerich, for a purpose of it. Because Rashi is about warning, it's makalkal. If you stam have a nice beggar and you rip it, you'll be potter, it's not a nav malach, you'll be makalkal the beggar. And Rashi says, sometimes it's a tzerich for this Tahani kula mi mesach vielach ad kosh ramater shaykh birias. The rest of the, for least not the rest, I mean, these next few malachis are shaykh by the curtains of the Mishkan. How the Shaya Kosher and Matir in the Mishkan. So that's this Nechutim. Ha Kosher, you stand making knot, the Hamatir, you untie the knot you chai for. The Ha Toifesh Tzviris. somebody sews two stitches, Teufel steht für Shechayiv. Hakureya manas litva steht für. Somebody rips off. You have a thread that you sewed up, and now you rip off two stitches, but it has to be amanas litva. Because tam is it's mekalko. Tam ripping something, you be mekalko the beggar to be potter. But if you're ripping it amanas to be able to sew it back later, better, that's called like a kilkul amanas l'sakein, that's called an amalocha. Let's see, Rashi, famous Rashi here. We have Teufel v'kareya. The Uriah Sevi, Almanas Litzvor, it has to be dafku the kavona to be able to sew it back again better. Pomim shanekiv ogul, sometimes there's a round hole. The end yochel toifa yofa, and you can't sew it too good now. El in can kareya, unless first you cut it, and then you're able to sew it better. Kafarsh b'gemara, avo kareya shle litzvor, but if you stam rip the begit without das to sew it back again, well, it had to be mishkan. As we Rashi says on Modna Taish, Rashi says the reason why you put your stamp, why have it in the Mishkan? It wasn't in the Mishkan. We'll see later on. Rashi Shita later on is really not like this. We had a Rashi and a Flam Ralef and Beis, but Rashi says the Pturius plus is Makalkal. The Pshat is the Kareya is a Malacha really. Just Kareya by itself is a Kilku, you're ruining the Begin. And the Kilku you putter. So the only time you chai, but Kareya, it has to be Almanas Litzvor. You have to have Kavon Almanas to be Mistaking the Begin. It's not called the kukum. So it's not the ptur like Rashi says here, because the Mishkan, it wasn't in the Mishkan. The emissary could be it wasn't the Mishkan, but for kilkul, you put the roll over. Alright, so we'll see more about it in the Gemara. But the Rashi here says, Tam, the reason why Kureya shaled it for his potter, because they have it in the Mishkan, you didn't have it in the Mishkan. Vaitas like the Mishnah, Hatsatzvi. If you capture a deer on Shabbos, as loud as it says deer, but who is in any animal? Any animal you capture, tzad is chayiv. Rashi Asaras Tzvi v'chol meleches oiroi and all the melech and get to the skin neheges petchoshim. It was by the one covering, one mishkan oil on the mishkan was made from the tchoshim skin. The mishkan bar is same with its skin. So at Tzvi you capture the deer hashoichtoi. Then you make a shchita nav melecha. The anavshitoi pulling off the skin, picking the skin off the animal is a melecha. Halmolchoi if you salt the skin. Or you salt the skin, that's called ibud, you're working over the skin, that's called the malachim. V'hamabed es oroi, you work over the skin. Mabed poshu means you like bang it. Amol, you start banging the skin or people trample over the skin, that's mechazikid, that's an av malacha. Hamabed es oroi. V'hamamachkoi, you smooth it down. That's the malachim, amachkoi, drashi, mamachkoi, megaros aroi. You like pulling off, you're pulling. Memachik. That's what's Nageyamol Av Malacha smoothing. So that's why you put Vaseline on your body. If you'll smooth it down on Shabbos, you'll be Nisa for Memachik. Memachik is taking something and smoothing it down. That's called Memachik. So here also, they took the skin and like smoothed it down. Rashi says, Medara Sarod. They pulled off the hair off the skin to smooth down the skin. That's the Malacha of Memachik, smoothing something down. That's the yisr to use soap also. To use a bar of soap, the yisr is mamachik. You're smoothing down the soap. To use a liquid soap is alright. There's no mamachik there. But a solid thing that you're smoothing it down, that's yisr mamachik. The mamachoy, the hamachatchoy. If you cut something up into a size, so Rashi, mikatseyu mechatcha l'ritzua sasandolim. You cut up the skin for a special size, like you need this, you need 2 inches here, 2 feet here. You cut it down to size, that's called mamachkoi. You have to cut it down to a size, something that's usable. If you stop cutting a piece of paper, it wouldn't be the sisa. We have no use for it. If you cut it down to size, that would be an issa mamachik. Ha'kleisev shtei oisies. Somebody writes at least 2 oisies, that's the shia tibichayiv. If you erase 2 oisies, almanas to write 2 oisies, yichai. The Mishnah doesn't say clear how much you have to erase. It just says v'amoychik. You erase almanas lichtesh to oisies. This is a shalom liachreinim. What about this one big ois? And you erase this one big aleph, and you have das now to write 2 oisies there to write aleph beis. Are yichai v'not? Some say yichai. The ikah the malacha is almanas lichtoy. So since you're erasing enough space to write 2 oisies in here, even though you're only erasing 1 ois, you'd also be chayiv.
The opposite also be true.
If what?
I'm erasing 2 ois there.
Yeah.
Or with the
back,
only write 1.
I'm not sure. Rashi Kaisa Gumachal Kamakorish, the Miami Boy the Mishkan. What do you have to write by the Mishkan? They didn't write anything. Shekain Roshmin Al Karshia Mishkan. Well, they used to make the Mishkan, they had the warts, a 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, and the corners used to exactly which board goes next to the next board. So they made a Roshim, a mark, on the board. Later, Ezer Ben Zugai, which board goes next to the next one. V'kaisel Ois Bezu, V'yais Bezu. O Moichet Pom Shetor. Sometimes they wrote Aleph Aleph, they made a mistake, they wrote the wrong Ois, so they had to erase it. So they're erasing it, I'm not to write again. That's when the Mishkan, you have Zai Kaiyat in the Mishkan. You build on Shabbos, Pashut Binyan has to be the Karka, you build up like the Mishkan, they build in the Karka, that's called the Malacha Deraisa. You take down, that's also Chayiv. And providing Saisa always has to be Almanas Livnais. Because Tamazai Saisa is also called the Kukum. But if you say so, Almanas Livnais is Chayiv. Hamechabe, you take out fire. For you have Mavri and you light the fire. Also kasha, why he says it this way, Chusha says the other way. Shur says first Mavi, you make the fire, and then Mechabe. Trashim Mechabe, Mavi, Be'esh, Shetacha, Saducha, Samamonim. It used to cook up the Samamonim, used to cook up the dye. So you had fire underneath it. It's easy, you could put out the fire, or you make the fire. Ha'makeb Apatish. If you do a makeb Apatish, Yechatnav Melocha. That's the last Gemara Melocha. Rashi Makeb Apatish, Hu Gemara Kol Melocha. That's the last thing the Umin does when he makes a Keli. Shekein Umin Makeb Akurnis Al Asadin Leachlikoi the Gemara Melocha. When he finishes the Melocha, he takes his hammer to bank it down, to smooth out the hammer. Means is a case of smoothing out the last bang, that you smooth out what you're making, that's Gemar Melochem. Like you're making a tas, you're making a nice piece of jewelry, a piece of silver. The last bang you give on the silver to finish it off, that's called the Makma Patish. There are a lot of theories in this Rashi, exactly what it goes on. We'll see later in the Perek HaBoino exactly what Makma Patish is. We'll see more about it later on. Right, and the last Av Melocha is what the Mesefta starts off with, Hoytzo. Ha-moytzi m'shus l'shus. If you carry out from m'shus l'yokot to m'shus l'rabim, is harei elu ovis melochis. These are the lametes ovis melochis, aboim chos rachis. 39 ovis melochis. Slapi Gemara. Gemara famous kash, we had a few times already.